Welcome to the 105th episode of the Jamie Delaney Plant-Based Wellness Podcast. My name is Jamie Delaney, and I'm your host. I'm a plant-based cardiologist, an endurance athlete living in Southwest Florida. Welcome. I am happy to say that the second annual Charlotte County Plant-Based Nutrition Conference was a huge success. This past Saturday, we had Dr. Michael Clapper from True North Health and Timmery Hagenberger from Consumnes State College in Sacramento as our featured guest lecturers. I also gave a talk. Timmery did a fabulous cooking demonstration. She actually did two cooking demonstrations, and it was just enjoyed by everybody. We started the day with a plant-based breakfast that was prepared by the Twin Isles Country Club Chef Tito. There were greens and oatmeal and tofu scramble and a bunch of toppings. Everything was no sugar, no salt, no added oil. There was a large fruit tray with dried fruit toppings for the oatmeal. And it really gave people that were new to plant-based nutrition or transitioning a good view of all the different options that are available for breakfast. They got to see that greens aren't just for lunch and dinner, and they can be incorporated into your breakfast, so that was a great thing. We had plant-based gurus there that had been plant-based for a long time to help others that are new to plant-based nutrition with their food and suggest ideas of ways to combine things, and so it was very helpful. One of the greatest feedbacks that I've had was that we had tables that were 8 to 10, and you know, people was unassigned seating, so people got to mingle with people at various stages in plant-based in their plant-based journey and discuss that between the lectures. And you know, people are so open and offering help and suggestion and sharing recipes and giving ideas and pointing out new books, as well as, you know, talking about the speakers. So there was just a lot of great feedback and support. The plant-based lunch was, again, a buffet with a ginger carrot soup, a large salad buffet with, you know, different toppings and beans, and then there were grilled vegetables, you know, of all sorts, with rice and beans, and so, you know, and as well as a dessert bar with an apple crumble and a Joel Fuhrman's healthy chocolate cake. So people got to see that they could eat dessert and still be plant-based without added sugar, oil, or salt. So it was fabulous, and everybody, you know, enjoyed the buffet. You know, one thing that always scares me is being a Irish girl that came from a big farm cooking family. Was would there be enough food to feed everybody, and would they get their plates filled? And I'm going to post some plates, but people had heaping plates of food and enjoyed it tremendously. And you know, we didn't run out, and so that made me happy that everybody got their fill and could come back as much as they wanted without any problems. We were lucky enough to have Maria Rybka from Simply Plants with her Tower Garden, and she was in the lobby to give demonstration. She brought a tower that had lettuce growing on it so people could try it. We also had our local health food store, Richards, there with some demonstrations and some samples, the tree line tree samples and some various other samples. So that made it very, very nice. Timmery sold her book, The Foodie's Bar Way. I got so many compliments on Timmery. It wasn't expected. She's a fabulous person as well as a fabulous nutrition professor. And I got told time and time again how much time she took with individual people that came up with her, how they wanted her to sign her book, and she tried to give helpful hints to anybody that she could. She was very observant with people around her. If they had any questions or suggestions, or she picked up on anything, she addressed their problems. You know, and I'm going to get into her talk in a little bit, but it was the you know, the family-like atmosphere of this conference that made it so special. Dr. Clapper, you know, sat among people and talked, and it was just very, very nice how people could get together and be in a positive environment and hear about plant-based nutrition without any of the negatives, without any of the questioning, and it was just a really, really good day. I'm going to apologize a little bit for my voice. I'm doing this at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I seem to have a little bit of a frog in my throat, but it is me. So, you know, it's worse than ever. Unlike Karen Hartglass from It's All About Food, I never have sang opera, so you just have to put up with his voice the best you can. Dr. Clapper gave a talk like he usually does that, you know, blows people away. It was funny when he first came in. He said, "This is mainly healthcare professionals, correct?" And I was like, "No, it's actually lay people, with a few healthcare professionals scattered in amongst them." And he said, "Oh, really?" You know, but he sat in the corner and he changed his talk around a little bit. But he delivered a talk that, you know, healthcare professionals, lay people, and everyone in between would like and appreciate. You know, if you haven't listened to his videos or watched him on YouTube, you really need to. He, you know, is you know, one of his best lines, or, you know, cow's milk is the fluid for baby calves to grow into big cows. And, you know, he drove that home. He drove home how the big elephant in the room is the food. And we dance around lifestyle diseases all day long, and we never really address the root cause. And, you know, again, he said over and over, like Dr. McDougall has said over and over, it's the food, it's the food, it's the food. I think it's very important to hear the message as many different ways as you can. And, you know, again, Dr. Clapper gives a very kind explanation to lifestyle diseases. And, you know, it was very well taken. We did a question and answer session in the end, and he was very gracious to answer any questions. So, you know, I'm greatly appreciative to Dr. Clapper for coming all the way from California to give us a talk. Next up was Timmery Hagenberger, the nutrition professor and the author of The Foodie Spar Way. She's prolific. She teaches classes full-time. At Consumes College. She does community education. She's had TV appearances, cooking demonstrations, on and on and on. But she connected, first of all, with our family, and second of all, with the audience in a way that was unbelievable. I picked her up Thursday from the airport and brought her to my house. And, you know, it's not very many people that you could bring to their house and serve chili. So we had a bean chili and cornbread and a big salad, and she was happy as a clam. And before I knew it, she was in the kitchen trying to do dishes trying to straighten up. So, you know, that's just how she just immediately fit in with our family. She's a runner girl as well, so she enjoyed running in Florida after being a little bit soggy in Sacramento this time of year. But when she came to the conference, you know, her enthusiasm was immediate. She gave a talk. Basically, the title of the talk was called In the Middle, Transitioning Your Family and Yourself into Plant-Based Nutrition. Because, you know, there's the challenge oftentimes comes with all the obstacles in the way, whether it's your family or friends or the area that you live in, or perhaps your knowledge. And, you know, she broke it down into pieces, because anything that we do in life, if there's little steps, you can do a lot more than look at the whole big picture, that I have to go from being, you know, a person that doesn't eat vegetables to somebody that only eats vegetables. It can be a daunting task. And so she broke it down into little steps of what you can do each day to make the transition, and what you can do to happily make the transition, because you have to, you know, enjoy what you're doing to be able to sustain it. You can only, you know, that's why diets don't work in general, is because you can muster up the willpower or the courage to do it for a short period of time, hoping to perhaps fix yourself. But after that, you he's like, oh, I can't wait for this to be over so I can go back to my old ways. And then, you know, everybody knows what happens. The weight comes on with perhaps more. So the idea is to enjoy what you're doing with this transition to plant-based nutrition and not make it so hard that it's a daunting task. So she was really, she really did a good job of explaining that. She had a handout. She made it interactive. You know, so everyone felt so at home with asking her questions and, you know, responding to her questions aloud. You know, sometimes people will ask questions and nobody says a word, but everybody was very, very engaged. I got compliment after compliment of, you know, what a dynamo she was and how engaging she was. So it was great. A couple of the points that she made that were really good was the I don't like concept. You know, kids say it all the time. I don't like this. Or, you know, adults that aren't really vegetable eaters say, I don't like this. And they may never even have tasted it before, or maybe they have tasted it before. And she brought up a very good point, and that is to explore, why don't they like it? Can you describe it more? You know, is it the texture? Is it because it's bitter? Is it because it's salty? Is it because it's too spicy? Is it because it's too dry? And oftentimes you can make something different by either cooking it or not cooking it, steaming it, perhaps baking it, adding different spices, so that someone might actually like it made another way. And also bringing that concept to someone's attention that they're very quick to say they don't like something, but they've never really thought about why. And as you know, all our taste buds change. So, you know, it's kind of good to actually start to think about why we like something or why we don't or what our preferences are. And it can help out in the long run. You know, and the other thing that, you know, we all bring up is small steps. You know, when you look from I'm eating, you know, steak and potatoes every meal to I want to eat vegetables every meal, that can be daunting. And, you know, you might think, I'll never be able to have this again, or I'll never be able to do this again. I'll never be able to have sushi, or I'll never be able to have to go to a steakhouse, or I'll never be able to eat with certain friends again. And if you back that up a little bit, it's like, sure, you can go to a steakhouse. You can order the baked potato and sides. And the real reason why you're going to the steakhouse is maybe to socialize with friends. Maybe it's because you really do like the steak, but once you start to think about why, you know, what that steak is actually doing for you, it's not that exciting. So small steps rather than thinking about the large picture. I had a lady today in my nutrition class, and she asked, can I have a little piece of chicken if I put spinach around it? And this was huge, because this woman didn't eat any vegetables. She said she didn't eat any. You know, she would eat a potato and she would eat a mushroom, but she never ate anything green. And she was willing, if she could have a little piece of chicken, to go ahead and put spinach around it. You know, it's like, fantastic. That's a huge step when you think about where this woman came from. And when we were doing our shopping tour, she didn't even know what a radish was. There was like very few vegetables that she's ever been exposed to. So take where you are, and, you know, small steps lead to more steps and you know, another and more steps. And the next thing you know, that you keep building on the foundation that you're making. And, you know, the other thing that she talked about was this Mighty Mo. She is a motorcycle rider. And she talks about, you know, driving a race car, and when you're going towards the wall and you start to skid out of control, sometimes you just have to hold on and turn the wheel just a little bit the other way and hang on, and your wheels will catch and you'll be okay. And so sometimes, you know, if you just can hang on, you know, your spouse may come around and start eating, you know, more plant-based foods. Tonight, again, a lady that's in my class, she's predominantly plant-based. Her husband has pretty bad cardiovascular disease, and he's balking on it. He doesn't want to, you know, try a lot of things. And, you know, sometimes you just have to sneak a few things in, you know, some ground greens or finely chopped greens into a soup, little greens into the pasta water with a marinara sauce, that you just kind of gradually sneak things in, and before you know it, you've made progress without really having to have a huge discussion of it. So just being a little patient sometimes with people, may go a long way. And of course, I can say that I'm, the worst offender of this. Sometimes I get really upset with people that are so sick and I can't get them to make any changes. And, especially if they're that 4 o'clock appointment, sometimes I just kind of let them have it with both barrels, but, then I regret it. And, I try to bring it back around, but, we all need to work, just any way we can to just try to make a little inroad sometimes. And if we just hold fast, we'll make it. So Timmerie made, she did 2 cooking demonstrations before lunch. She did a sushi roll in a bowl, she calls Mia's sushi roll in a bowl, which is Mia's her daughter, with a lime wasabi dressing. So basically, you can think about your favorite sushi and basically put the ingredients in a bowl. So I do a similar one, but Mia's was brown rice, romaine lettuce, carrots, frozen peas, frozen corn, scallions, edamame, cooked a cabbage that's purple, pickled ginger, sesame seeds, and nori sheets. And that was topped with a dressing that was a lime wasabi dressing. So it was soy sauce, water, vinegar, which was rice vinegar, garlic powder, ginger, wasabi, and lime zest. And it was quite tasty. I didn't eat breakfast because I was so worried about getting things started with the conference, and so I managed to snag the leftover sushi bowl, it was a great lunch. So I would highly recommend that, and we can put that on the website and share it if you'd like. And then in the afternoon, she made a chocolate sauce, and we drizzled that over strawberries. And that was medjool dates, soaked cashews. The dates were soaked as well, with some cacao powder and black beans, cinnamon, and vanilla. And that was all blended in a Vitamix. And again, we topped it with strawberries, and that was quite delicious. So that's a great dessert. And you could make Joel Furman's healthy chocolate cake and drizzle that over. You could drizzle it over any fruit. You could drizzle it on top of a fruit smoothie that, that's made more into a sorbet. So there's a ton of things that you could do with that chocolate sauce. And it was at the end of the day, so everybody really, really liked it. We finished up with a question and answer session. And, it was a small enough group. There's about 75 people there. So everybody kind of huddled in and just discussed different things for our half hour question and answer with Dr. Greger and Timmerie and myself. And it was quite nice. And, I couldn't be more grateful for Timmerie and Dr. Clapper. They did an awesome job. They traveled all the way from California. They were very interactive. It's just like having two family members come and sit and talk. So it was a great conference. If you're anywhere close, I invite you to come back next year. We'll certainly have one, probably more towards the spring. But nevertheless, we'll have it. And if you get a chance to hear Dr. Clapper or Timmerie speak, they're in California most of the time. Please go listen to them. Timmerie's book is called A Foodie's Bar Way. And it's a fantastic book, something for all ages. And again, I highly recommend it. I think that she and I will be doing some podcast in the near future just to kind of discuss problems she has and problems I have and share with you what happens in our daily lives. So I think that you might find that enjoyable. So now that the conference is over, back at class, I have the 6-week classes and we're day 4 this week. I made an eggplant, Szechuan eggplant with mushrooms and tofu over brown rice. And I did that at the table side, and that went very good. A lot of people hadn't had eggplant. Certainly, we talked about the spices. We used garlic, pepper, some red Thai curry paste, and some miso. And it turned out really good. And we talked about diabetes and the mechanisms, because so many people think that, when you get diabetes, it's over and that you'll be on diabetic medicines for the rest of your life. But it's a very reversible disease. And all you need to, the simple answer is to get rid of the fat you eat and the fat you wear. But that's really it. Getting the oil out of your diet, adding more plants and fiber to your diet goes a long way. So, you know, it's very encouraging. You can not only reverse diabetes so that you can get off medications, but diabetic neuropathy is easily reversed without medications. A lot of the complications of diabetes can be halted and improved. Certainly vascular disease can be improved. Kidney failure can be improved. You know, there's no need to add medication after medication after medication. So a whole food plant-based diet can, you know, do wonders. On a personal note, the garden's growing good. We're starting to get tomatoes. I have a windowsill full of tomatoes, so that's awful fun. The tomatillas are getting ready to harvest. I picked a jicama. Hot peppers are starting to wane. The Brussels sprouts are coming along. They're about the size of a marble now, so that's all exciting. It's fun to go out and pick Swiss chard for my lunch. And eat that as a salad or steam that up real quick. So it's all a lot of fun. We have herbs, certainly oregano and parsley going. This weekend we head to Miami for the Miami Marathon. My daughter's here, going to run it, Michael, myself, and four other friends. So it should be a good time. Not too cold, 50s to 60. So it'll be the third time running the Miami Marathon. And we're treating ourselves to a Matthew Kenny raw dinner the night before the marathon. So I'm really excited about tasting some of Matthew Kenny's cuisine, his beautiful cuisines. I'll be taking a lot of pictures, and I'll post those on Instagram or my website so that you can see our beautiful food that we're going to have. Probably take some boiled potatoes with us to have as a snack before. We'll take some beets to have before the race. Most likely we'll be finding some Thai food afterwards to get some rice and veggies after the marathon. So that'll be the plan for the most part. After this marathon, I need to start focusing on hills. We're doing the half and a whole marathon in North Carolina and then the big ultra in Mendocino in April. So I'm going to have to find some hills, start doing some really start dedicating myself to doing more weightlifting to try to get my legs ready for the hilly terrain. So that'll be a bit of a challenge. Probably start throwing some swimming in there just for some more endurance and cross training. Hit the bike again because it's good for different muscles on your legs. And of course, stretching, the need for improved mobility and stretching to prevent disease. I heard an interview with David Goggins, who is the Navy SEAL and ultra runner, had a record, if he doesn't still have it, for pull-ups. But he was talking about, you know, his belief in stretching and stretching for prolonged periods of time, not just the quick and dirty, you know, 30-minute holds, but really prolonged stretching of your whole body. So I'm going to certainly focus more on that. And then with this conference and spending time with Dr. Clapper and Timmery, I've decided to make some changes in my practice. I want to focus more on preventative cardiology, more of a lifestyle medicine type practice, where I really focus on taking care of people that want to change their diet and work with them more intensely. So to do more nutrition classes and offer it to more people, have sort of a membership, so to speak, aspect of the practice where people can come as many times as they want on a monthly basis so that they can take part in nutrition classes, perhaps yoga or mobility classes, educational aspects, as well as blood pressure, so that we can really focus on getting people off their medications. The more I deal with hospitals, the more frustrating it gets. It's really hard to make any inroads with the nutrition in hospitals. It's a disease care system. So the idea will be to take these people and to get them well so that they never have to go back in the hospital again. Because you just lose so much ground when you're in the hospital. And So that's going to be the plan, and I'll keep you informed. Certainly doing a lot of, I want to do a lot more telemedicine, because a lot of this, you know, if people have transitioned into a plant-based diet, we can go over medications on the phone and really dive into where they're having problems and go over labs and tailor things. So I think that there's a role for that, and people that can't get close to somebody that is close to a physician that's plant-based. Some medications are a little tricky to come off of, so working with somebody, working with a physician is really important. But you obviously need to work with a physician that believes that you can come off of the medication. I think we need to go back more to a traditional practice of medicine where people that are sick come to see a doctor and they get a plan to cure them of their disease, and they're guided to cure the disease, and then they go on their merry way. This concept of having to go to the doctor. I had a patient come in last week, and he was listing all his ailments with blood pressure and diabetes and vascular disease. And he said that his doctor was following his diabetes. And it's like, well, what is he doing for the diabetes? He's like, well, he's following. And it's like, well, how is that making your diabetes go away if you're just following it? You know, so we need to change the concept of just, you know, check in and my doctor's following it, so it'll be okay. It's like it's not going to get out of hand. It's getting out of hand every day that it's not corrected. So, you know, the perfect world for me would be people come to see me and they work with me for a month or 2 months. We get them on the right path. Maybe they don't need as intermittent as follow-up. After that, maybe they've just got it down and they don't need to check in. They can check in, you know, maybe, you know, a month every, you know, once a year or something. But ideally, if they get it down, they don't need a doctor anymore. They're on their own. And through plant-based nutrition, you know, once they're you're off your medication, you're exercising, you're doing, you know, mobility, that it's very rare to need a doctor. So that should be the goal, as opposed to this sick care where you just go to the doctor quarterly or every 2 weeks to check and follow and add new medications. It's crazy. Circling back to the conference, you know, one of the attendees, you know, gave me feedback that, you know, and I appreciated it from myself going to conferences, is that when you're in a room full of people that are all excited about plant-based nutrition and becoming healthy, it's so exciting. And there were people around the table and, you know, helping each other and brainstorming, and new friends were made. And that's, you know, that makes a great day. And it makes a great experience, because sometimes people don't have that support at home, and it's nice to be able to go somewhere where you have some support. And so I'd encourage you to, you know, hit a lecture or hit a conference when you can. You know, maybe even just go to a veg fest so you can be around people that are excited about plant-based nutrition or being healthy. It makes all the difference in the world. So I'd really appreciate if you'd take some time to think, you know, what would be the best medical practice that you could envision? What would you like out of a physician? What would be an aspect of healthcare that you'd like to be put in place in the medical community? So give me an email with any of those thoughts. Obviously, you can give me an email with anything on your mind or questions. I'm jamiedulaney@gmail.com. It's jamiedulaney@gmail.com. The website is drdulaney.com. I'll be posting, you know, recipes on there, as well as upcoming talks. You know, we'll finish this session of nutrition conferences in mid-February, and we'll start again. Thank you to the people that have purchased T-shirts. It's always nice to see somebody running or doing something with their Jamie Delaney, Our Heartbeats on Plant T-shirt. So if you have any interest in that, give me an email, and we can get you a shirt out, or even we have running caps, and we have the twill ball caps. So it's always fun to share plant-based caps with people and plant-based shirts with people. I'm also trying to be pretty active on Instagram. So if you'd like to follow me at Jamie Delaney on Instagram, I try to post what I eat most days. So I'll leave you with one final suggestion today. If you're already plant-based, try to tweak it just a little bit more. So whether it's adding the fourth cup of greens today, or adding a new tropical fruit, or increase your fruit consumption, do that. If you're just new to the plant-based world, try a new salad. So try the sushi salad this week. There's a bok choy salad with mandarin oranges, or those little halo oranges, pomegranates, and lemon juice. That's an easy salad to make. Make your salad more of a Mexican-type salad with some salsa and some black beans. Increase your raw food consumption by a cup. So those are all little suggestions that you can do for this week. So give it a try, and I hope you're successful and every week a little bit better. Keep a log of your food if you're not getting where you want to be with your cholesterol or your weight, to see where you might be having trouble. Don't forget to move. I'm up to 43 push-ups. I'm changing my form, so it's more of an elbows back. Certainly harder, but working on it. I'll let you know how the Miami Marathon goes. So wish me luck and be plant strong.